The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, CEO of London Pulse and director of netball, Sam Bird. Sam, you've announced your pathways, first of all, so a real chance to be a part of things there at Pulse.
Yeah, so the London Pulse Hubs are our own product that we run essentially to provide netball across a number of age groups, from littlies at age 10 right up to age 17. And it's just a really good opportunity to sort of be part of our club, come into the London Pulse environment. And it can be a stepping stone, obviously, to performance netball from there. So Izzy Phillips, who's currently in our starting seven at centre, she's only 18 now, but started life at London Pulse in a hub aged 13 and then moved across into our performance pathway. So the hub's a really good opportunity to be part of the club, get good coaching, and then try and move across into a performance pathway if you make enough progress.
I noted as well the extended hub areas as well, also just being published online. Surrey's in there, for example, and Satellite in Jersey. That's important.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of concern, I think, about what's going to happen with the performance pathway. And my understanding of that is that that will be clarified, hopefully, very soon. But for us, we wanted to be able to give provision with our own hubs anyway, and really just give people opportunities for more access to netball and more connectivity to London Pulse, notwithstanding what happens with the performance pathway and those regional changes.
Overall, it's been quite a strong season for Pulse as well, just to get you into one of those final four places. Are you happy with how it's gone so far? Quite strong or a bit of a roller coaster?
Well, it's always a roller coaster. But I think when I step back from it, we lost our experience of Chelsea from last season, who's obviously just announced her retirement. And I sent a nice message for her to finally enjoy not having a sore body. But also Jade has had some injuries, and whilst is coming back to good form, hasn't had a lot of court time. So I think when you look at our squad that's become even younger, so those replacement players have been, Liss in at wing attack or Brian at wing attack, and then Izzy at centre, which is a critical position to be our rookie, basically. When you look at those results, that we've still only lost a couple of games all season, is something to be really proud of, I think, because, we've had some really close games and some excellent games for the neutral, not for me, but really good games. And the resilience and the growth of the team with missing those players, missing Lindsay as well. So when you look at the experience we've lost, it's just been really pleasing to see that we're still able to make top four, even losing those experienced players with the talent we've got through the pathway.
Nicole has got a couple of recent player of the matches as well. So I would happily suggest that Pulse and you as a whole have done enough to maybe tempt her to stay for another season.
Yeah, I mean, she's been great. She's also been great off the court. She's a really positive person in our environment and has a different style of play. I wouldn't say it's the South African style of play. I would just say it's a Nicole style of play. She's very talented, very unpredictable, beautiful ball skills. She's played goal shooter, goal attack, wing attack and centre for us this season and coped with playing with six players. So she's been a real asset to us and she's very popular in our group. So, none of us are allowed to discuss offers and signings and things like that until after the final's finished. But
yeah,
I think
that.
It's fair to say that she has really taken an opportunity and really been a good strength alongside Berry and Liv in the shooting end.
And as MD, CEO of Pulse as well, when you get that list through from Jess, knowing that so many of your players are part of the Roses setup for the forthcoming year, that's got to leave a massive smile on your face.
It is. It's like a birthday present for every single one of them that get in. And then I also have a few tears for the ones that don't. I take it very seriously. I'm very invested in all our players and their ambitions and that's the players right through the pathway. We had training on Monday night and the under 15s were training next to the seniors. And there's a kid in the under 15s that we were saying to Liv, you better watch out. She's after your position, you know. So I'm very invested in all the players through the whole club. I know most of them. I chat away to the 15s the same as I would with the seniors. And it's really important to me that we give every opportunity for players to reach their potential, and those that get knockbacks as well, that we support them through that and give them a means to try and break back into the roses or at least reach their full potential.
Pulse have got a top four place, and again, it's just about building season on season, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is our third year running making playoffs. So yeah, it's been a big transformation, as you know. Pulse is a fairly new kid on the block in Super League, and we have really made our mark, I think, over the last three seasons. And again, to be competing in the playoffs is just, you know, amazing for us. I know, having been at other clubs, and no, it's not easy. It's not a given to get into these playoffs. It's flipping difficult. Everyone wants to get there. And to be able to have achieved that again is something special for the club.
If we can, let's look at the league next year. Talk on stadiums having a 5,000 capacity. That's easily sorted at the Copper Box, especially with it being your home venue, really. Are you potentially taking the game elsewhere, maybe Wembley?
No, we're very committed to staying at the Copper Box. It's very much our home. Yeah. We have a great relationship with GLL, who have taken over the lease of the Copper Box. And, you know, my predecessor, Natalie Seaton, did a great job in creating that relationship with Pulse and the Copper Box. And our ambition is obviously to fill it every week. I think for netball, it can take up to about 6,500 fans. And I'm still looking at the Swifts and Melbourne Vixens and looking at them with filled stadia and arenas. And we really want to aspire to do that over the next year or two. So it's a big, big ambition, but very much connected to the Copper Box. We love working with them. Our fans sort of connect us with the Copper Box, and it's very much our home for the next 10 years.
Do you reckon in England netball have got adequate plans in place, and that they maybe just haven't got around to communicating with everybody yet?
All I know is that I think if you asked most people involved in netball, they would say the standard of the Super League needed to rise. They understand that in order to become professional and pay players a genuine wage, that you've got to be in bigger venues in order to bring the revenue in order to pay them and the staff, in order to raise the game. So I think most people, not everyone, but most people would sort of agree with that. I think the piece that's causing anxiety is, you know, where the next generation of players come from, and what the pathways will look like. And of course, not all of that information is in the public domain yet. And just for clarity, we only sort of know our own position as well. So I don't know, for example, necessarily what territory another club has been given or has been proposed. So I think whilst there's obvious anxiety because there look like there are geographical gaps, I think we probably all still need to wait to hear that information to see how that's going to work. I don't know the full details about that either, but I'm certainly hopeful that there will be solutions to those potentially bigger geographical areas for the performance pathway, because of course the performance pathway is where you get your next generation of Super League players from. And it does a fairly good job of that at the moment. I think it could be better, but it does do that at the moment. So I think waiting to see what the plans are, what the logistics are going to be and how that's going to work is important. But I would also say as well that certainly for our part at Pulse, we are all about access to netball. And that's why we've launched the hubs where we've launched them. And we genuinely believe that we can provide that sort of bridge between a grassroots player aspiring to be a performance pathway player through our hub programmes. And I'm sure other Super League clubs will replicate that type of model around the country.
back with Sam Bird here on the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Sam, just your thoughts on two of the most successful teams in the league, Storm and Bath, won't be part of things moving forward?
Yeah, it's obviously, just watching the emotion and, you know, watching the speeches from Mickey and Asher, really, really emotional. They've both been outstanding clubs. I've had great rivalries against them when I've been in the opposition, and sometimes I've beaten them and sometimes been absolutely smashed by them. But all of those just create really good memories. I have complete empathy with those people that have lost their jobs and the fans that have lost their teams. And it's obviously still very raw for lots of people. And it's sad to see those teams go. But obviously, I'm not privy to what their bid looked like or, you know, any of that information. I only know what we applied to do. So I don't know the real story behind the scenes, but certainly I think both of those clubs have an amazing legacy and that certainly won't be forgotten.
And secondly, with your Flyhawk hoodie on, the importance that you're able to build on the work that you and the team have started since joining the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that our club philosophy is to really just bring as many people into netball as possible. So whether that's as a grassroots player coming to a hub, whether it's as an official, whether it's as an umpire, whether it's as coaching, got a big coaching program now at London Pulse, whether it's as a player and a fan, we're just trying to give our very best to bring more and more people into the game and be excited about netball and then really to empower the next generation of women and girls to aspire to be professional netballers if that's what they want to do, and to pay them appropriately and, you know, really just push the game on so it can be a sustainable product for everybody involved in netball.
You're going to be hosting an event at the Stratford on the 3rd of July at 6:30.
Yeah, really excited to be able to be hosting that. So we'll be on the in the lovely Stratford Hotel. That's one of our partners on the mezzanine. And it's really an evening to, as you say, set out our vision and our plans, because, you know, it's easy to say professionalism, but what does that actually mean? What does it mean for our 10-year-olds in our club? What does it mean for our pathway? What does it mean for everybody involved? And it will be an evening where we're quite honest about what we want to try and do and what it's going to cost and how people can be involved, and trying to, again, just raise the profile of the great work we do in London, both in the community, but also to be honest about what it's going to cost to become professional and really to make this step change. So looking for really key stakeholders, partners, fans and parents that want questions answered about what professionalisation means for them, our community and London Pulse.
There's more information on that and RSVP via claire.williams@londonpulsenetball.com. And I suppose as fans as well, we can only hope and trust that clubs, as part of Super League next year, host similar events.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I think it's really important that, and this was a key part of the bid actually when we applied, it's really important that the clubs collaborate and really share best practice, raise each other up. You know, it's a strong principle of female networking that we raise each other up and help each other, because there's no point just one club pushing forwards for professionalisation if nobody else is. So we've got to drive this forward collectively, working with the Netball Super League as well, to make sure that this becomes a success. And even more so in the light of things like the heartbreak of teams that aren't moving forwards, I feel a real sense of duty, if you like, to make sure that we don't mess this up, because all of that heartache has to mean something for the sport. So certainly our approach will be to collaborate with other clubs and really try and push this professional program forward so that netball succeeds. And those people that have missed out, certainly welcome at London Pulse to become part of our fan base. I know that might take time for people. Some people may never be able to do it. I mean, I couldn't go and support Tottenham, for example, so I completely get it. But I think we have to now collaborate to make this a success, in the light of the heartache and the disappointment. And certainly that's what we'll be trying to do as a club.
Next up is Mavericks away, London Mavericks from next season. Maybe you spoke about it a little bit earlier, but are those actual areas of catchment being sorted out yet, or will they be looked at a later date?
I think they've been sorted out, but whether they've been communicated and sort of agreed, I don't know. As I say, London Mavericks will be having their own conversations, I suspect, about that. But Mavericks has been a rivalry, you know, ever since London Pulse came into existence. And particularly for me, I spent 10 years, I think, or more at Mavericks. So it's definitely a club I have a lot of history with. But when we come to play them, I obviously always want to beat them and they want to beat us. And that's great. That's what you want, a sort of rivalry that will carry on, no doubt, to be spicy beyond just this match this weekend.
150th head coaching cap.
Yeah, so special. Really special day for me. I mean, obviously it will be the business of the match, but to have 150 Super League matches as a head coach, I think there've been a lot more as an assistant as well, but to have led teams on 150 matches shows my age, I guess, but I'm very proud to have made it to that milestone, Andy, because it's tough at the top, as you know.
And I don't know about you, Sam, but I can't wait until we just refer it as the Super League and none of this 2.0 nonsense.
Oh, I 100% agree. I just want to be the Netball Super League, hopefully with a big sponsor behind it. We're still waiting for some sort of further information about that. So, yeah, absolutely. 2.0, it doesn't do it for me either. So definitely Super League and lots of new rivalries and new competitive edges going forwards.
Thank you as always. And we're waiting for a response of the league for an interview with Claire. So Sam Bird, in the meantime, thank you again.
Thanks, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.